Testing. One.
Then, yeah, well.
Go ahead. Read the first two lines.
The script. Okay. Hi, this is Elvis Presley. I'm glad you bought this magazine so I can have a chance to speak to you and tell you a few things about the way I feel, why I do the things I do, and see if maybe you don't feel the same way. That's about my voice. Hi, this is Elvis Presley. You know, I'm glad you bought this magazine so I can have a chance to speak to you and tell you a few things about the way I feel, why I do the things I do, and see if maybe you don't feel the same way. I guess the first thing people want to know is why I can't stand still when I'm singing. But I don't think I have to explain that to someone like you or anyone who feels... Let me start all over again.
It'll just keep running.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Keep going back one sentence.
Okay. Does it make you feel good, like you got something out of your system? I get all tense and tight inside sometimes. Not for any particular reason that I know of. It just happens like that. Because I've got too much energy and I want to do something with it. Listening to music helps, but singing rhythm and blues really knocks it. I watch my audience and listen to them, and I know what they're all getting.
Sorry, keep going.
Just throw back one time.
I watch my audiences and listen to them, and I know that we're all getting something out of our system, and none of us knows what it is. The important thing is that we're getting rid of it, and nobody's getting hurt. I've always liked music. My mother and dad both love to sing. They tell me that when I was about 3 or 4 years old, I got away from them in church and walked up in front of the choir and started beating time. So I'm acting like it's a dream now. I guess the most wonderful part is that I got a nice home for my folks and a car for them, and the whole family's doing fine. And I can still buy things just because I feel like buying them. I've got more of them now, but none will ever take the place of that first one. I had plans for it. I wasn't going to sell it after I got through using it, and I was sort of going to put it out in a pasture and look at it. I think I learned a lot from studying the movies I've been to and watching to try to find out how it's done, but you'll be able to tell when my picture comes out. It'll be fun to stay in one place long enough to make a picture. It's pretty hard work traveling the way I've been doing. I've been to a lot of places, but I haven't seen any of them, really. Lots of times all I get to see of a city is a hotel room, my dressing room, and the stage. Because I don't mind the hard work. I don't guess anybody would mind it after all the good things that's happening to me. The only part I don't like is staying away from home so much. The happiest times I've ever had have been with my family. And, in fact, I can't wait to get home every once in a while to be with my mother and daddy. And we all have fun together. We sit around, watch television, go to movies, and go for drives on Sunday afternoons. Different things. I buy a lot of little gadgets for the home when I'm out traveling around and send them home. Mother always puts them up. It makes me feel a little more like I'm there with them. I love going out on dates, especially with a girl who likes to have fun. The kind of fun I mean is just going out and looking around places and things, wondering about people and trying to win prizes in the amusement parks, and just generally having a good time. Well, thanks for letting me talk to you and sort of get things off my chest. I sure appreciate your listening to RCA Victor Records, and I'd like to thank all the disc jockeys for playing them. That's all the time we've got now, so I'll say bye-bye. Well, thanks for letting me talk to you and sort of get things off my chest. Oh, by the way, my fan club headquarters is in Madison, Tennessee, Box 417, and we have 9 secretaries in Nashville that does nothing but answer mail, and they're about 25,000 letters behind right now. And so, if you don't get your card or letter answered, well, don't think that we're just ignoring you, because you will hear from us. It may take a little time, but just as quick as they can get caught up, I'll make darn sure that you get an answer, because we certainly appreciate all the thousands of letters that are coming in every day, and at least we've given the postman in Nashville something to do. And well, I guess that's about all we got to say. So you keep writing in, and don't feel bad if you don't get an answer right away, because we'll answer as quick as we can. Bye bye. I always felt that someday, somehow, something would happen to change everything for me, and I'd daydream about how it would be. Oh, and by the way, about all the fan mail that's been coming in, I want you to know that I certainly appreciate all the letters that you've been sending me, and that if you haven't gotten your answer back, well don't feel bad, because we'll answer just as quick as we can get to it. Well, thanks for letting me talk to you and sort of get things off my chest. I sure appreciate your listening to Marcy Victor Records, and I'd like to thank all the disc jockeys for playing them. Bye-bye. Hi, this is Elvis Presley. You know, I'm just sitting here in my real fancy dressing room at 20th Century Fox, just before we start shooting the Reno Brothers. And I'd just like to tell everybody how good it makes me feel to see my name on the door of my own private dressing room and everything.
That's good.